Terrence for the torn ACL?
You know, it's another disappointment for us, somebody else, you know, that we've been battling with. Been a huge part of this team and this defense that's down. And it's just an opportunity for somebody to step up and play big.
Played more base than in past games against San Diego because of their ability to run?
Yeah.
Is that true? And then this week, New England, you know that they've been running the ball here pretty much for the last month.
Right. You know, this past game, you know, they dictated kind of, you know, what personnel we're going to be in based on the, you know, the things that they like to do offensively, you know, the things that we saw them do, you know, against Cincinnati. So, you know, moving forward, you know, we'll take a look at New England and, you know, whatever personnel they're in and, you know, based on what they're trying to get done offensively is, you know, is what we'll be in.
You played a lot before you got here, but then you sat quite a bit. How long did it take you, do you think, after you got inserted in the lineup that you were up to speed and felt?
You know, I felt pretty good when we played Indianapolis in that game, and more recently, you know, once I got back into the swing of things, I felt comfortable. A lot of it's timing, you know, beyond just the particular scheme and your responsibility. You know, playing defense is a lot of timing, actually. So, just getting the timing back and getting the feel. But I feel good.
How would you describe the difference between Brady and Rivers? Is there a difference?
I think they're both, you know, top quarterbacks in this league. I mean, you know, the things that Tom Brady's accomplished, you know, it speaks for itself. You know, he's right up there in that conversation when you talk about the best. And, you know, we have one of those on our team as well. So it's a big challenge, you know. It's a big challenge going up against a guy that's that good of a player that's, you know, that can, you know, he can hurt you. So, you know, we got a lot of studying, a lot of work to do this week. Yeah, I think that was a bit of a turning point. You know, I think guys were playing well in spurts. You know, it just hadn't been a complete game. You know, and after that situation, after that loss to San Diego, you know, we go to Houston, played more complete in that game. You know, we went to Oakland, played more complete in that game, and then. Obviously, last night.
We always hear, I'm sure we're going to hear it when Coach Fox comes here in a little bit about the whole next man up.
Right.
You guys have been doing that. How does that actually work? How have you been able to do that for whether it's Sly Williams or?
Well, you know, everybody on this team is a professional athlete. Just because you're not necessarily the starter doesn't mean that you feel any less about your abilities or that you prepare any different. So, you know, guys that are backing up, they still prepare like they're going to start games, basically. You have to, because this is a violent sport. And at any moment, that guy that's a starter can go down. And then it's truly the next man up. So you can't. You can't sit back and just assume that he's going to be out there the whole game. I can just hang out. No, no. You have to prepare like you're going to be out there.
So what does it say about the way this defense on Navy was built, the kind of guys that are on it, the coaching staff, the way they've schemed it, that you have been able to replace?
I think it's been put together with guys that can play ball. They can play ball, you know, collectively and feed off of each other. You know, and that's exactly what you want to be. You know, it's a you want to be a unit defensively. You don't want to have a couple guys make plays. You want to have the entire unit, you know, playing well.
Have you and any of the other defensive veterans, especially guys kind of in this position for the first time or haven't been here very much when you talk about Knighton or even Jammer?
Right.
Have y'all had any conversations about the opportunity of running?
Nothing like, you know, really sat down and had that. I think it's understood. You don't really need to talk about it. You know what you know where you are and, you know, how important it is. So yeah, I don't feel like we have to have that, you know, conversation.
It's a long way from not knowing where you'd be in August.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like I said before, it's a big challenge. And we got to, you know, do a great job this week of preparing. And, you know, we got to go out there with a lot of intensity and, you know, try to play well.
Chris, how is this rematch, so to speak, a different challenge given the emergence of Garrett as compared to, you know, the game in November?
it all depends on, you know, how they approach it. I saw some of the Indianapolis game on television, and you know they ran the ball a lot. And if that's their approach, then you know that's something we have to prepare for. I mean, you have to prepare for everything regardless. You know, whether they run the ball a lot or whether they, you know, decide to throw it. You know, you have to be prepared for anything.
Personally, what's this like for you? I know in your career, you've seen the other end of the spectrum in Detroit,
right. Yeah.
Even in the XFL, and now here you are, you know, one step away from the ultimate.
Right.
What's this like?
It's exciting, but it's still business, right? So, I'm not gonna let my excitement and enthusiasm about the moment, you know, get in the way of me focusing on what I have to do. You know, I'm not looking past anything. I'm looking forward to this game, and that's it.
Okay, thank you, Paris.
Thanks, Paris. All right, cool.